Our reading for today is from 1 Corinthians, the 5th chapter, verses 1 through 13. It is actually reported that there is sexual immorality among you, and of a kind that is not tolerated even among the pagans. For a man has his father's wife, and you are arrogant. Ought you not rather to mourn? Let him who has done this be removed from among you. For though absent in body, I am present in spirit, and as if present, I have already pronounced judgment on the one who did such a thing. When you are assembled in the name of the Lord Jesus, and my spirit is present with the power of our Lord Jesus, you are to deliver this man to Satan for the destruction of the flesh, so that his spirit might be saved in the day of the Lord. Your boasting is not good. Do you not know that a little leaven leavens the whole lump? Cleanse out the old leaven, that you may be a new lump, as you really are unleavened. For Christ, our Passover lamb, has been sacrificed. Let us therefore celebrate the festival, not with the old leaven, the leaven of malice and evil, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. I wrote to you in my letter, not to associate with sexually immoral people, not at all meaning the sexually immoral of this world or the greedy and swindlers or idolaters, since then you would need to go out of the world. But now I am writing to you not to associate with anyone who bears the name of brother if he is guilty of sexual immorality or greed, or is an idolater, reveler, drunkard, or swindler, not even to eat with such a one. For what have I to do with judging outsiders? Is it not those inside the church whom you are to judge? God judges those outside. Purge the evil person from among you. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. For today's meditation on God's word, we welcome Pastor William Carney, Our Redeemer Lutheran Church, Honolulu, Hawaii.
Grace, mercy, and peace be multiplied upon you all from God our Father, our Lord and Savior Jesus, and the promise of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Did you know that they actually ban people from Facebook? For those that get kicked off of Facebook, I'm sure it's a shocking experience. I'm sure that they thought that since it's a free site, that they could say and do anything they wanted. Not true. What does being kicked off Facebook have to do with the Bible reading you just heard? Well, there is a biblical equivalent. It's called excommunication. A good example of this is in our reading for today. From what we read, it appears that one of the members of the church had decided to cohabitate with his stepmother, that is, sleep with his daddy's wife. And it appears that the church knew about this and looked the other way. Paul was amazed. He was shocked. How could the church tolerate such sinful behavior? Even the pagans didn't live like this. How could they just look the other way when a fellow Christian was so obviously immoral? Well, apparently, it seemed like a good idea at the time. To their way of thinking, it was the loving thing to do. If they could be more patient and understanding, well, maybe he'd change. Besides, it wasn't their problem. Many people would say, it really isn't any of my business. But Paul says, yes, it is your business. And you better understand you need to step up and confront this sin. And so he writes that they needed to shun this man. And the reason? So the sinful nature may be destroyed and his spirit saved on the day of the Lord. Now notice what he's saying. First, this would break down this man's sinful behavior. And two, it's going to save him from damnation. Essentially, Paul is saying that God considers the church to be watchmen. We are responsible for the lives of the Christians in the church family. It is our business to confront sin, so that our brothers and sisters in Jesus don't go to hell. If we don't step up and meet our responsibility, God will hold us accountable for the blood of that lost man or woman. So yes, this is serious stuff. So it's no surprise that a website like Facebook would try to protect their people from being abused by people who would manipulate them. It's no surprise that if someone does something they shouldn't do on Facebook, they get shunned or banned. So here's the question. If Facebook does this, why is it that when the church does it, people get upset? Well, there are at least three reasons I can think of. One, a lot of people would rather be God than obey God. Two, churches sometimes would rather be God than obey God. And three, many churches don't exercise church discipline because they don't think it works. But it does. Going back to my Facebook example, the loss of access to Facebook is pretty much enough to get people to repent and be welcomed back to the world of Facebook. And that's true in the church as well. One of the things that a church is to do is to help people in their walk of faith. And some of the time, that means doing things that are wonderful, like listening to people share their pains and sorrows, crying with them, laughing with them, giving them security of being a part of a loving and caring family, and reminding them of John 3:16 and how much God loves them. But there are times when a church has to remind people that a church that ignores sin isn't loving God, and it really isn't loving its people. Far too many times, some churches look at themselves as being righteous and worthy, whereas the sinful member is like trash to be carried to the curb. And the sinful member deserves nothing more than to be stepped on and carried to the curb and not part of the holy Christian church. But that's not God's message in all of this. God wants us to realize that we have been unholy and unrighteous and sinful, but we are saved by a loving and merciful God who sent his Son to die for us, even when we were disobedient and deserved nothing but death. And in the end, excommunication does not mean destroying. It means disciplining an unrepentant sinner so they can change their sinful ways and be restored to the fellowship of believers. This is Pastor Bill Carney wishing you much aloha.
We thank Pastor William Carney for today's meditation on God's Word.